Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The Venezuelan leader, Nicolas Maduro, has ordered large military exercises around an oil-rich region of Guyana that Venezuela claims after Britain deployed a warship to the Guyanese coast. President Maduro denounced the patrol vessel's deployment as a threat by what he called Guyana's decadent, rotten former colonial power. Guyana's vice president, Bharat Jagdeo, told reporters the warship's presence posed no threat.
We don't have any plan to take offensive action against Venezuela. Whatever we do here has been routine and has been long planned, and it's part of our building a defensive capability in Guyana. Nothing that we do or we have done has threatened Venezuela.
Israel's bombardment of southern and central Gaza has continued into the night. Palestinian health officials said an airstrike on the southern town of Rafah killed 20 people, mostly women and children. Eight more were reportedly killed when a house was struck in Khan Yunis, where the Israeli military says it's deployed an extra brigade to battle Hamas fighters. Shaima Khalil reports from Jerusalem.
The Israeli ground offensive has continued in central Gaza, forcing tens of thousands of people to flee from refugee camps there. Israel says it's trying to protect civilians during its operation against Hamas fighters. Separately, there's been a new call from the UN Human Rights Chief urging Israel to stop what he called unlawful killings in the West Bank. Volker Turk said there'd been a rapid deterioration of human rights there. The UN says it's verified the deaths of 300 Palestinians in the West Bank since early October. At least eight of those killings were carried out by settlers.
The UN's peacekeeping mission in Lebanon has warned that border clashes between Israel and Hezbollah militants risked escalating into a fully fledged conflict. Candice Ardil is the UNIFIL spokeswoman.
It's something that we're concerned about, and particularly since any escalation, any exchange of fire creates the possibility for a misunderstanding, a miscalculation that could create a wider conflict that could escalate into something, even into a full-scale war, which is something as peacekeepers, obviously, we're extremely concerned about and we want to avoid.
Israel and Hezbollah, which is backed by Iran, have been firing at each other on a daily basis since the Gaza war began. On Wednesday, Israel threatened military action to push Hezbollah away from the border if Lebanon's government did not stop the cross-border attacks. The Syrian Defence Ministry says Israel's carried out airstrikes near the capital Damascus and in the south of the country. The state news agency said Syrian air defences had intercepted hostile targets near Damascus. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported Israeli strikes near Damascus Airport a day after it reopened following Israeli attacks. BBC News. Church leaders involved in observing the recent Congolese elections say they found numerous cases of irregularities. They also questioned the legality of the poll, which was extended over several days because of administrative chaos. Partial results released from the Electoral Commission showed the incumbent president, Felix Tshisekedi, well ahead, with nearly 80% of the ballots counted so far. Mexico and the United States have agreed to work together more closely to tackle record migration into the US across the Mexican border. A joint statement following a visit to Mexico by the US Secretary of State Antony Blinken reaffirmed their commitment to foster orderly and humane migration. They said they would try to tackle the root causes of migration from Central America. Argentina's main labour union has called for a general strike in a month's time in protest at sweeping economic reforms proposed by the new president, Javier Milei. The head of the CGT, Hector Dyer, called the proposals presidential overreach and a threat to all society.
We are going on strike to mobilise Congress to support those senators who agree that this cannot happen in Argentina. Because if they give all the public power to a president, we'll be facing a situation where a president is going to have, during his entire mandate, the sum of public power and the institutions will not be respected, and nothing will be respected.
As well as economic measures, President Milei has presented bills that would see limits on public protests and allow speedier divorce. The authorities in Ukraine said a fire has broken out in the Black Sea port city of Odessa in a high-rise building that was reportedly hit by Russian drones. The regional governor said information about casualties was being back-checked. Photos and video of the fire were posted on social media but have yet to be independently verified. BBC News.